Now I'm joined in the studio by Keith Edwards from Ardley Green Janitorial Supplies. Have I said that correctly? Am I getting my words out, Keith?
You certainly have. Thank you.
Now, we've been having a great chat. We're going to talk about your business because I do love a bit of cleaning, although I've just been told I'm buying all the wrong products. But we're going to talk about that because there is a thing at the moment. You've had your gardening programs, you've had your cooking programs, and now everybody's getting into this recycling, tidying, keeping your property clean, because that's what people love to do. Mm-hmm. So we actually are getting TV programs again. I know we had How Clean Is Your House, but there are other programs coming through where people are really getting into ways to save time, save money. Mm-hmm. With cleaning and getting their properties looking spick and span. Mm-hmm. So you must have seen an upsurge in your business.
I think what we're seeing a sort of especially with the environmental issues. Obviously we're dealing with single use plastics and such, but what we're also seeing is we're seeing a focus on the use of chemicals, because chemicals are in essence what we use to remove debris, as we say, dirt, from inside your properties to outside, whether it by the bins or whatever. But we are actually seeing people more interested in different ways to clean. We're seeing eco-friendly cleaning, we're seeing chemical-free cleaning. So there's a different aspect, and it is changing, because people are realizing that the use of, especially with like single-use plastics, but the use of chemicals must be impacting in the world we live in. So there must be a focus on trying to understand how we can reduce the effects.
And also, when you go into the supermarkets to buy your cleaning products, which is quite a lot of people will do, they'll just go along and put it in with their, you know, with their food and everything else, you've got the packaging for all these products. And also, they're not, most of the eco-friendly ones are much more expensive, so it mm-hmm. kind of puts, if people are on a budget, it puts them off buying stuff. Mm-hmm. With your company, you can go through, you've got a fantastic, I've looked at your website this morning, fantastic website, really easy, and you can buy things in bigger, they're just bigger products, mm. and you get more for your money, and they can do a variety of things. So we're going to talk, first of all, about bleach, because I am one of those, I've been told off by Heather, who's here. Hello, Heather, give you a wave, is coming with you today. But bleach, tell us why, because I think a lot of us do use bleach across everything, whether you throw it down the drain or down the lav.
I think it's we inherit it, and we inherit it from a long time of smelling and using bleach mm. in the context that we know exactly what it smells like, we know exactly what we think it does, and we've believe that using it benefits what we're trying to achieve, whether we're trying to make the toilet smell better, we're trying to use it to clean and disinfect. But in fact, bleach is a very, very useful product in the context that it actually makes things transparent. So example being, where you have a coffee cup that you use because it's your popular cup, and that starts to stain up, so mm. the common use was to put it in some bleach, and that would then make that coffee stain go away. But in fact, what it did, it made the coffee stain transparent, so that you couldn't see the stain. So the stain as itself, the construction of the stain was still there. So when you put another item of coffee in there or tea, it would stain quicker.
I didn't know
So imagine that effect relating to scale and things you have in the toilet or anywhere you're using bleach. So in essence, you're actually using a product. Now, common toilet cleaners, and these are not the ones that you would buy from the supermarket, mm. if they come in contact with bleach, so in other words, if, say, somebody's cleaning a commercial toilet and somebody's put bleach down there, some of the staff or whatever, and then the cleaner comes in and has got the normal toilet cleaner and puts in there, there is a possibility that actually the two combined products will create chlorine gas.
Yeah.
And chlorine gas is one of these silent ones that makes you feel very tired and very lethargic. So there is a positive on bleach, is that people believe that it does things, but from an industry point of view, it doesn't really do much. There's more effective ways of mm. actually cleaning items rather than just relying on the old. They always say that you can't teach old dog new tricks, but we're not teaching anybody new tricks. What we're saying is that there are better ways to do things.
Mm. And do you know what? Who's guilty of bleaching the cups here? Me. I didn't realise that. You're telling me all the, well, I'll be getting some different cleaning products, let's put it that way. Now, we're talking about recycling, mm-hmm. recycling projects, and how businesses in the community can engage with education.
Mm-hmm. We're currently doing a pilot with a local school in Havering. We're actually doing this pilot where businesses can engage with the education. One of the issues is that the priority for schools is to actually focus on education. That's teachers, materials and such. The thing that they don't really need to focus on is how they actually manage the waste within the building. The younger children, these are the infant school children, when they're having their lunch and such forth, the packaging needs to be sent back to the parents so they can see what they're eating, and that means that there's a limited amount of recycling that can go on in infant schools. The junior schools are different because they need these young people need to be the peer pressure for us adults. So what we've come up with is we've come up with an idea where education and the business community can engage together. And the concept is called Sponsor a Bin. And local businesses will be able to sponsor a bin. It's not very expensive. I think the amount is £25 a year. It's not a great amount.
Yep.
But what it does is it gives them to have a bin in the classroom, and it's dedicated to recycling. Mm. It will be labelled with their name on, and it will also say their commitment. The school that we're working with also agreed that it would go out to the parent news, and it would demonstrate a commitment, but it will also give an interface between the education and the business community. The idea is that it will... I'm trying to sort of visualise to give the listeners a sort of an idea. Imagine in any school there is a area where bins are collected. So these will be their rubbish and general waste room. So imagine the concept being is that we currently have 10 bins there, but 8 of them are general waste and 2 of them are recycling.
Mm.
Our idea is to try and increase the amount of recycling so that it's not 8-2, it's 50-50.
Yeah.
The boroughs all are committed to recycling, but we need to encourage the boroughs to actually participate. So we're actually engaged with the local mayor at Havering.
Mm-hmm.
He has really taken it on board, and we are now talking to the borough on the basis of whether or not this pilot will work.
Yeah.
But for businesses, it gives them an interface, and that's it. But the children also can see it. And there could be opportunities to have prizes for the best class that's recycled the most.
It's really good your point. It's really good you're doing that. Really good you're getting involved in that. We're all guilty of using, again, with products to clean. And I will ask some specific cleaning tips for you people at home as well. Because bathroom, number one, I hate cleaning the bathroom. We're going to find out how you can do that and get it done really quickly, because it's one of my pet hates. But with we use products, we are always guilty. When it says on, whether it be our detergents, whether we're using, any kind of clean product, it will say, put in 1 teaspoon. And for some reason, we don't think diluting a product is going to make it work as well, because sometimes when you do buy things in bulk, which you can store under the in the kitchen, and you've got your canister that will last you for a whole year, but for some reason people are a bit, it can't possibly do the same as the product I've just bought in the supermarket. How do we get people to switch their thinking?
Right. It's a very easy concept.
Yeah.
In the concept that what we think is, we think that by putting more product in, it will work better.
Yeah.
In fact, it doesn't work that way. The manufacturers, when they were designing these dilution rates, and if anybody can work out what 1 to 50, 1 to 10, whatever is, it's very, very confusing, because they have it on the label, but it's to translate that from the concentrate into a bottle is quite difficult. But dilution is very important. We'll give you an example of a floor. And we get a lot of people come in and say that the floor is smeary. I've mopped it again, and it's still smeary. And really, smears are caused by 2 problems. One, either not enough chemical, or secondly, too much.
Yeah.
So one smear could be the residue of too much chemical on the surface, or one could be actually too much residue of water.
Yeah.
We live in a hard water area, so we've got a lot of scale to deal with. And scale also contributes to that effect. But in fact, when you actually show people how dilution works, they always come back and say the floor doesn't smear anymore.
Mm.
It's a really weird concept, because what we normally do is we put one in for us, one in for luck, and because we can't really smell it, we put a little bit more in. And yeah. I sometimes laugh, and it's a sort of an in joke that if you put more in, but you also got to think of the cost factor.
Mm.
The more you use, the more you waste.
Yes.
The less you use, it's not effective.
Mm.
But that's your brain telling you that.
You wouldn't do it with food, though. That's the thing. Exactly. If you thought about it, I mean, if you did a thing saying, if you bought this litre bottle, and actually over the year, if you were buying in the supermarket, it's going to save you £50. Mm. And if you did that with your Sunday lunch and thought, well, I've just made another Sunday lunch on the side. Who's eating it? Nobody. And that's cost you £4 to make. If people thought about it like that... Mm. The amount, and that's just one cleaning product. Mm. And sometimes the cleaning products can do multiple things, so you don't have to buy five or six products to do other stuff.
Example being, we're working with a school at the moment on the basis of developing cleaning in the school, which is non-chemical based.
Yeah.
And the reason and the philosophy behind it is that if we can reduce the amount of contact between the children and chemicals, whether they be on the surface, whether they be in the toilets, wherever, if we can reduce that amount, we potentially could reduce any of the risks associated with the transfer of particular allergens. Mm. Because the weird thing about cleaning is that everything we touch, whether it be soft or firm,
mm.
has what they call in the industry biofilm. And biofilm on it, in essence, is a combination. It's got dust, moisturizer, oils, dirt, mm. carbon. It is a soup on top of every surface we touch.
Yeah.
Now, the way that we normally do it is that we nuclear bomb it. In essence, we kill it. You must not be heard 99.9%.
Yeah.
What does that actually mean? Because everybody says 99.9%. What happened to the 0.1%? Where did that go? Because that must have gone somewhere. And the way that they measure it is on a thing called kill rate, kill bug rate. In other words, how much has it killed before and after? And they measure it. The new way of cleaning, which has been about for 20, 30 years, so it's not actually new. The products that are coming into the marketplace now are very, very clever. And what they do is they add something to the biofilm, and it's enzymes, which you find in nature. Trees and such will have these enzymes. That's why we can live in this world, live in our lovely world. But what we've actually got is we've got these enzymes that are eating the debris.
Yeah.
And what they're doing is they're reducing the debris. So that means that the allergens hopefully will be reduced by that approach. So with this school, in essence, when the children are sitting at a desk, we know that no chemical is on the desk which they sit at.
Yeah.
The chair they sit on hasn't got any chemicals on.
Mm.
So there's been a lot of research and relating to the effect of chemicals by Harvard University. Make that available, but these are independent studies, and we've got to take that on board.
When you think about the amount of products we do use for cleaning, and then also you've got things where you're washing your hair, washing your hands, the amount of chemicals you put on your body is really quite frightening, isn't it? Now I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, because you will know this. Quickest way to clean a bathroom, what would you suggest to do? It's a job I absolutely hate. I've got a white bathroom suite most people have nowadays, so it doesn't even cover up the dirt. How do you clean a bathroom and taps? How do you get it to, what products would you use?
We're currently advertising on Phoenix, and we're using some lovely people, Alf and Doreen.
Yep.
And Alf and Doreen, if you listen to one of the adverts, you'll hear that Alf is in the bathroom.
Yep.
And Alf is in the bathroom, and he's got this, like the light bulb above his head. He's got a eureka moment. And we've got a product in store that's called Eureka, and it's really quite funny because it's a universal cleaner, and it's a descaler as well, and it's ideal for this area.
Yeah.
And objectively, when you're using products like this, the idea is you've got two issues to deal with. One scale, which is water after you've had a wash or a shower. Secondly, you've also got the issue of the potential of build-up of debris. And this is where you see the grouting starting to turn black and such forth like that. And that's because you're leaving moist areas. The bathroom by nature, because it's got steam in, is a very nice environment to actually mimic. So you've also got things to deal with like mirrors and glass.
Yes.
Now, the worst mistake we can do is we can actually not clean the glass first before we actually use the scaler. So in essence, what we should do is you should get rid of all of the scale on the glass, use a appropriate glass type cleaner to make sure that we're actually applying something to the surface which will give us an ideal film, and water should fall off of it.
Mm.
It's a really, really weird sort of scenario that actually scale in our area causes more problems relating to things looking dirty.
Yeah.
But they're not dirty, they just look untidy.
Yeah.
And if we can tidy that up, tidy the tiles up, tidy the grouting up, things do look better. We had a client that came in and they had a problem with their bathroom, and it was around the toilet area. And we said that what you need to do is you need to apply this product and such forth. And they phoned us up yesterday and said, you know what you told us to do with the dilution and everything, exactly as it says on the tin. I said, well, if you listen to what we say, you know, I've been in the industry now 40 years, so I understand all of the problems that we come against, but equally also are keen to bring in innovation.
Yeah.
Because you're right, we use too much.
Mm.
We put too much. So what we need to do is we need to understand what we can do a different way.
Yeah. And you will save yourself money. If you actually go through and look at the products that you buy in the supermarket, you just chuck them in, and there's, you know, a couple of quid here, a couple of quid there, your oven cleaners, your floor cleaners, it all adds up. And over the year, if you actually looked at the amount of money, you would be very surprised of when you buy it slightly bigger and it gets diluted down. Now, you showed me a cloth, which you did try and take away, and I said, no, I'll keep that for the studio. I'm going to reach over just in case, Heather, it goes again. So we're all used to microfiber cloths now, which are absolutely fantastic. I tend to sometimes use a spray indoors. I won't tell you which one because you'll probably get angry. But these are made by Vileda, but you can't buy these in the shops.
No.
Why is that? These are very thin. They're like a very thin microcloth, like a tissue, but they don't tear.
What we're seeing is the big organisations bringing in products which are actually dedicated to a process of cleaning without the use of chemicals.
Mm.
Microfibers were a great invention. They were a fantastic development because what they brought multi-surface attack with a cloth. But what we're seeing now is we're now seeing that that the manufacturers need to bring in products which are and equipment which will actually speed up the way we clean. It's proven that if you apply a chemical or any liquid or product, you then have to wipe it off.
Yeah.
If you can short circuit that by actually having a cloth, whether it be disposable or non-disposable, that you can continually use, and that product will have the same effects, you increase productivity. In essence, you save time.
Yeah.
And if we can save time in cleaning, what we're in essence doing is we're actually providing. Now, these products are designed specifically. They're tested, they're designed, and these big manufacturers wouldn't put their name to them unless they were confident. Now, the difference between the product that you're holding and the product that you would find in a supermarket, even though they have the same name, the products that you have here, I've got the word professional underneath them.
Yeah.
That is a really distinct difference. So example being, in the supermarkets, you would see a Vileda mop bucket, which would be red.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
The ones that we have in store are grey.
Mm.
So there is a distinct difference between the professional and the domestic marketplace.
Yeah.
And the idea you have to get in your head is that the professional marketplace is designed for the people that are doing it for a business and doing it for an industry. Even though the values that are in store are actually comparable with the supermarkets, what we're seeing is we're now seeing people interested in actually increasing that productivity. In other words, less time cleaning, more time having fun.
Is this this cleaning cloth? Did you say is it impregnated with cleaner itself?
No.
It's not. It's just you use it with a cleaner.
Wet. Just wet.
And you can reuse it.
They're disposable ones.
And are they ones that would, because we are used as well to using lots of cleaning cloths, and I know people are. Oh, thank you. I will keep these at the studio. I've just been given another. Oh, it's this PVA micro cloth. So this feels a little bit different. Again, you can reuse these. Excellent.
The easiest way to explain the one that I've given Michelle is actually it's got the same name on it.
Yeah.
It's a very dry feel. It looks like a piece of cardboard to touch. But when this cloth is actually moistened, it becomes like a chamois leather.
Yep.
It becomes like a chamois leather. So yeah. To when you actually feel it, if you've ever used a chamois leather, which is a very good way of cleaning cars, by the yeah. way, this is the way of cleaning that they're now introducing, which is actually you would wipe surfaces with this, and you could wash these.
Oh, right. Yeah. And can you do floors as well with yep. these as well? Mm. I'm going to ask you a question about wooden floor, because I've got a maple floor, which is pretty filthy by now. What's the best way to get a floor? Could you need to actually be on your hands and knees to clean a floor?
Again, this comes down
to
this
lovely. Because I don't like doing it.
This comes down to this lovely subject of dilution.
Yeah.
One of the reasons why you feel that you need to go onto the floor, excuse the pun,
yep.
To actually clean the floor, is because other methods have not worked.
Mm.
What we need to do is you've got to imagine is that the latest products need time. You know, we're a bit impatient where it comes to cleaning. We want to get it done and move on.
Yeah.
It's okay if you're doing a surface, but if you want to make some area look clean, sometimes you have to spend a bit of time.
Yeah.
Example being is that we get a lot of carpet cleaning people coming into to the shop, and what we tell them is what you need to do is you need to apply the product on the surface and go and have a cup of tea.
Yeah.
And when you come back after your cup of tea, that product has been given time to work.
Yes.
So with your floor, we're doing the same process. What we need to do is we apply appropriate product. We need to look at what's going on the floor. It could be scuff marks from shoes. It could be a number of things.
Mm.
But what we need to do is we need to look at whether or not that floor is possibly we could seal it, or we could actually protect it, or we could use a floor maintainer that would protect it.
Yeah.
So what we've got to do is you've got to ascertain what you're trying to achieve.
Yeah.
Do you want the floor to look shiny? Do you want the floor to look dull? How do you want the floor to be? Do you want to protect the floor? So there's quite a few combinations involved in not just cleaning a floor.
Yeah.
We do a lot of school work with a lot of schools, and they have parquet flooring, beautiful parquet flooring. We also have lots of properties where there are safety flooring, which is quite a common thing, and we also get some very specialist flooring.
Mm.
So, but we are seeing a lot of laminate being installed. You know, I call it real wood, but not necessarily real wood. But we also have a lot of laminate to deal with.
Yep.
We have a lot of vinyls. We have the old-fashioned linoleum. We have lots and lots of different combinations. We came across a floor quite recently which had a piano on it, and the floor was so thick of polish that it had cracked and become like toffee apple.
Mm.
And they were able to put a scraper on and scrape it up, and it was like a moving snow.
Yeah.
Because it had deteriorated so much, and it took a long while to clean that floor. But that floor looks absolutely, as a new university, it looks absolutely stunning now.
Mm.
But we've got to look at productivity. If you do the floor to start with in the right way, it's easier to maintain.
Yeah.
You've got to look at it that way. You can't just say, I want to clean it. You've got to say, well, what do I want it to look at, and what use is it going to have? And once you get that into your mindset, you find it easier to manage.
Now, we've got some funny stories as well to talk about. Things happen in the industry. And don't forget, I'm going to give you the website, all the W's, ardleygreen.co.uk. If you go there, it's a fabulous website. And also you can speak to Keith or the team if you want to find out more. Maybe you want to get one product that's going to cover, as you said, there's different products for different areas, but always better to buy slightly bigger, because if you buy bigger, you're saving yourself money. Mm. You should put it in the garage. It's fine. You know, if you've got room under your sink, my sink, by the way, I have to say, Heather, who's here as well, I've actually put everything in little storage boxes, because I've been watching those programs about how to make your house neat. So I've got little storage boxes. I know. Well, I'm proud of it anyway, Keith. Keith's looking at me going, what are you on about? Now, tell us, you mentioned you've got some funny stories. Things happen.
In line with our adverts, where we've got Alf and Doreen, which are a comedy, and they're also looking at the lighter side of, you know, cleaning and products. We come across interesting stories, and it's really quite funny, because I was actually a colleague of mine. Actually, Heather was in a shop we had in London once, and she came back to the office and she said, I had this man come into the shop. I said, yeah, you know, tell me what happened. She said, he said that he needed an attachment for the vacuum so he could vacuum his legs. I said, pardon? She said, he wanted an attachment so he could, because his doctor had told him, but by vacuuming his legs, it would increase and improve his circulation. I said, pardon? because I just thought, I just sort of laughed it off and thought of him. It was actually funny. About 2 weeks later, I was actually in the shop. I was at the back of the shop in the sort of engineering part. This man came back into the shop, and all I heard was is that, can I have another one of those attachments I need for vacuuming my legs? And I was killing myself in the back. But he'd been told that by I have no idea whether or not it worked.
Yeah.
But it just seems so funny that somebody would actually come and ask directly for that. And there was another time is that I had somebody come into the shop, and they said, because they asked for very peculiar things, and we're it's very much like the two Ronnies where they asked for four candles.
Yeah.
This person came in and asked me if we had a canoe. Now, I looked around, of course, on the shelves, and I don't know where the canoes were stored because I couldn't find any. But equally, I thought, well, no, sir, we don't sell canoes. And it was really quite funny because Heather was in the shop the following weekend, and she phoned up and said, somebody's come in and asked for a rake for a garden. And I said, I said, they're in the canoes. If you can find the canoes, they're in the canoes. And it's sort of like, you think, why people actually don't read alone. But there was even a really funny one. I was in the engineering part, and this lady came into the shop. This is not assuming anything, by the way. That this lady came in, and she said, I've got a problem with my vacuum cleaner. And the problem I got with my vacuum cleaner is it's not actually picking up anything. I said, oh, okay. And Heather was there, and she said, oh, I'll just take it. He's round the back. He'll have a little look at it. So I was round the back, and I sort of turned the hoses round, looked at everything, looked at the filters and such. And I noticed that we had a bit of a blockage. So I managed to actually pull out of the pipes something very bright red. As I kept pulling and pulling and pulling, I found the frilliest pair of knickers that I'd seen for a very long time. So I, with a bit of naivety, came wandering round the corner, holding these knickers on the eye to the pliers, and I said, and I asked the lady, "Are these yours, madam?" Well, she went the colour of the knickers, and I did say to her, "When you're vacuuming, madam, what you need to do," and I did it in a very serious fashion. I said, "When vacuuming, madam, what you need to do is you need to make sure that any debris that's on the floor is removed, because we don't want another blockage or an incident like this."
No.
So it is quite funny that we do actually have people out there that are funny, but there's also a serious side to it. Mm. And the serious side is that they sometimes need support and advice on what they're doing with equipment and such for.
Now, if you want to find out more, you can go to the website ardleygreen.co.uk, and Keith and the team and Heather, who's been very... Hello, Heather.
Hello.
There you go. Heather will help you if you want to go along. They've got a fantastic website. You can get so many different products there, and also ideas on how you need to clean certain areas. As you said, there's things that can do multi-purpose. There's new cloths and stuff out there as well. Also, if you're in a business, it's to bulk buy stuff in. And even if you've got your stuff at home, it's to bulk buy in, because over the year, if you actually worked out the savings, you would be very surprised. I said, you don't make an extra Sunday dinner and then just chuck it in the bin.
There's two more points which are very, very important. One is that we've just taken delivery of a bright green van. It is so bright, it's scary. And it's actually, because our colours are green and we're Ardley Green, so it's going to be the greenest van in Ardley Green.
Yep.
But equally, it also meets these new regulations, which are the ULEZ regulations, which are currently coming in April, and we're committed to actually our part in the environment. The second thing that we're also doing is that we actually have a vacuum doctor. No appointments are necessary. it's easy to get an appointment. In essence, what we are looking for, dead or alive vacuums. So anybody that's got a vacuum that they have difficulty with, we've got an engineer that will actually assess that vacuum free of charge. There's no cost to actually to see whether or not it's rooms, and we will give you a report on what needs to be done on it and such forth. We don't have to pay deposits like some industries, but our objective is that we will recycle it. Where we can't repair, we'll take the parts off and we'll recycle them and bring them back to life in different ways. So the commitment for environment starts very much at different ways. And in fact, Henry's, as an example, as the pneumatic, they actually have made 10 million Henry's. So there's 10 million of those little fellas wandering around the planet. Well, plus Hetty, of course, and George and Harry and all the other people. But in essence, we're recycling quite a lot of those, and we're now actually we have a lot of reconditioned vacuums, which are a good value.
Yeah. And it is one of those things. I've got somebody coming in to fix the fridge. I haven't got a fridge at the moment, and it's being repaired. I'm not getting a new one. I've just had my boiler repaired. I've had my dishwasher repaired and my washing machine repaired, because we are in the UK where we think when something breaks down that we immediately have to buy something new. Well, you don't. It's like going to have your shoes rehealed. People don't tend to think about doing these things. And again, it's saving you money and getting a product that is obviously not going into landfill, mm-hmm. Where it can't be broken down. Mm-hmm. So it's important, because there's only so much we can we want to be recycling as much as possible.
Mm. I mean we've got to look at it from this point of view, is that we live in this world. Mm-hmm. What we put in the world, we put in the world. What we need to do is we need to consider what we can take back out of the world, and we can actually reduce going into the world. And if we take the concept that whether it be chemicals, whether it be equipment, whether it be machinery, there is a view that items, white good items, will be actually repairable in the future, easily repairable. And that's right, because we just don't want mountains of all these washing machines and fridges sitting everywhere. But equally, or actually giving them to other countries and stockpiling them in other countries because we don't want to see them.
Yeah.
But what we also have to look at is we have to look at the bigger picture. What we do now, the children are going to inherit.
Mm.
Our children, grandchildren, and future children. So we've got to be committed to that part. And there was a project that was introduced about 5 years ago, and it was called REACH. The project is called REACH, and it was designed for the chemical industry. And what the chemical industry, that's why you see eco products have changed. REACH was all about compliance, about making sure that the products were sustainable, they came from good raw materials, and the products that were eco-friendly were truly eco-friendly. But we're now going to the next level, and that is now we're now looking at not having chemicals. So there is a transition, as in many things.
Mm. It's been lovely to talk to you. Sorry, Heather, we haven't had a chat with you, but maybe next time when you come in, we'll have a chat with Heather.
Maybe next.
There we go. We got you a little bit on the microphone. Thanks very much, Keith. It's been lovely to meet you. Really interesting. Don't forget, check out the website. It's ardleygreen.co.uk. And hopefully we'll see you again soon. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Just coming up to...